צהריים טובים רבותיי. Okay, so this is actually Gishmak HaMaisa, I'll tell you, because yesterday, just to quickly recap, so I want to tell you, this Chabura has almost 98% nothing to do with Ashkenazim, which is fine, because it's still definitely very nogea to Shmuel. That being said...
Sorry.
Yeah, he is.
It's a lot of
shaylas. No, not because of the shaylas. Because of his neshama. Now, so I want to just quickly to recap with regards to Bachurei Shiva Sfaradim. Yesterday we spoke about Maran had, Maran Zichron Bracha in Yechavedat had two basic mehalchim, why to pater Bachurei Shiva Sfaradim from lighting. Either because of very, very simply the way most Rishonim and Maran Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Ayin Zan Aleph explains Achsenai, Shemadlikin Alav Betoch Beto, is completely patur, afilu mishtatfut, and Bachurei Yeshiva are considered Achsenai, Shemadlikin Alav Betoch Beto. It doesn't matter who's lighting for you at home. We learned that from Shabbat of Kaf Giman, from Rabbi Zera and his wife. So over here, we have parents or siblings or whoever it is. It is considered Achsenai, Shemadlikin Alav Betoch Beto. He quoted the Or Lezion, who said a svar that even when they're in yeshiva, and even if most of the time they're spending in yeshiva, but really the home is considered their home, meaning not the dorm, because that's where they go during the breaks, that's where they go if there's a simcha, or if they get sick chalila, or whatever it is, that is their home base. And number two, he wanted to bring from the Ginat Vradim, which, as we'll see in a few moments, the Ginat Vradim, Rabbeinu Avraham Levi, is not uncontested, but a vast majority of Achronei HaSfaradim, Paskin like the Ginat Vradim, that say that Achsenai only has to be mishtatef befrutot, kshein madlikin alav betoch beto, is only when he's mishalem avur kol hotzeotav, which means when he pays for every single hotza'ah in an itemized way, then we say that he has to be mishtatef befrutot in order to take a chilek of the shemin and the ptila. Hold on. However, when he is paying just a general fee, a weekly fee, a monthly fee, and kol shekin, when he's not paying at all, we say that the Baal HaBayit's shemin and ptila are included in what he's mizakeh to him, and therefore, in a situation where you have bachurei yeshivot, they're not paying an itemized thing. Over here, meals are a little bit different. Meals are not going to yeshiva. Meals are going to the caterer. What I'm saying over here, you're paying for tuition, you're paying for dorm. That's a general amount. They're not sending you per class or per hour that you're here. You're paying a general amount. And therefore, there's reason to say that Bachurei Yeshiva, since there are Nerot Chanukah being lit in the Beit HaMidrash, so therefore, they're mizaket to all of the bachurim, shemen and ptilot, in that as well. And therefore, you'd be yotzeh with that. Now, there's a...
The hadlaka in the shul.
Now, Shmuel is tapping into his inner maran, and he's asking the Bet Yosef's question in Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph. Yeah, the hadlaka in the shul is not meant to be yotzeh or motzi yedechovah, right, Shmuel? That's what you're asking.
I thought everybody was saying they're just falling back on their parents.
Maran Zichron Bracha goes with a Maman of Shach. Either parents or yeshiva. The Adlaka and yeshiva. Now he says, Shmuel saying, what about the Rivash? There's a Shelot Tshuvat Rivash in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, where the Rivash discusses the Takana. By the way, Hadlakat Nerot Chanukah Bevet HaKneset appears how many times in Shas? Zero. Because it was a Takanat HaGeonim. Bizman Chachmei Talmud, there was no Hadlaka Bevet HaKneset. There was no Hadlaka Bevet HaMidrash. It was a Takana of the Geonim, they said, in order to be Marbeh BePirsum HaNes, right, as the Pasuk says in Shoftim BeMakelot Baruch Hashem, right, when there's a lot of people, that's a good place to be Mehalel Umshabeach LaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, one second, Maor, that's why they said, okay, let's light. However, says the, listen, I'll quote you the language that the Bet Yosef in Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph quotes the Rivash. And he says, HaMinag הזה להדליק בבית הכנסת מנהג ותיקין הוא משום פרסומי ניסה, כיוון שאין אנו יכולים לקיים המצווה כתיקונה להדליק כל אחד בפתח ביתו מבחוץ, מפני שיד האומות תקיפה. Right, this is, we spoke about the Rashba And the Rama, who paskins like the Rashba, the Rashba in Tshuva, who says that nowadays we light inside, even though Ikara Takana of Hadlaka was to do it outside, we light indoors nowadays because of the Sakana. So in order to really pump up the Nis, the way it's supposed to be, the Geonim were mitakin to light in Bitakneset, because that's really, you know, the largest concentration of Achenu B'nai Yisrael nowadays is indoors, inside Bitakneset. Umvarchim al zeh, kmo shumvarchim al alel de Rosh Chodesh. Maybe not, okay, but it's not, by the way, it's not, the Rivash was a Talmid of the Ran. The Ran disagrees, I don't know if you saw it, it's the Ran by us, it's a Ran in Rosh Hashanah, where the Ran actually argues, it's a Ran in Sukkah, he disagrees with the Rambam and he says yes to make a bracha on Halel b'Rosh Chodesh, those kinds of minhagim. We do make a bracha, kishitat Rabbeinu Tam, yeah? Do we make a bracha on minhagim?
Yeah.
Huh? No. That's not. That's a birkat shevach. Birkat a mitzvah on a minhag. You make a bracha on that? And the Rambam. Yeah. Anything to do with betza? Dalat Amud Bet. Yom Tov Sheni. Yafeh Meod. Yeah. If we keep a Yom Tov Sheni, how are we saying Asher Kiddushanu? Right. Three answers in the Rishonim. Anyway, Bekitzer. Listen to the Rivash. Which means, in terms of Yitziati de Chova, Hadlakan Nerot Chanukah Bevet Knesset is a non-starter. You're not Yotze. So now Shmuel's asking, he says, Mapito, this Hadlakah should help for the yeshiva guys. What does that help you? Nevertheless, the Bet Yosef himself brings down that there are several Rishonim that argue in the Mahut of the Takana of Hadlakat Nerot Chanukah Bevet Knesset. He quotes the Kolbo and the Oel Moed and others that say, what's the reason for Hadlakah Bevet Knesset? Listen carefully. נראה שתקנו כן מפני האורחים שאין להם בית להדליק בו, וכמו שתקנו קידוש בבית הכנסת, משום אורחים דאכלו ושתו בבית כנשתה. וכן כתב הכל, he says, sometimes there are guests שאין מדליקין עליהם בתוך ביתם, or some people, unfortunately, bar minan, they're homeless, they don't have where to be. You know, back in the days, where did homeless people hang out?
Shul.
And they ate there, they slept there, whatever it is, and therefore they made a takana, just like they made a takana. If you look in Or HaChaim Siman HaSamachtet, they made a takana of kiddush bevet haKnesset, even though it's not bimkom seuda. Maran HaShulchan Aruch says it should preferably be abolished, but originally the takana was because of that. So they made a takana to light over there also, so that those people can be yotzei dechova. So according to these Rishonim, there is an element of yitziat yedechova, says Maran. That's number one. Number two, says Maran zechon v'racha in chavedat. He says, hey, even according to the Rivash. So, interesting. There's machloket Rishonim, whether or not hadlakat nerot chanukah bevet haKnesset has an element of Yitziyai Dechova, that's number one, and even according to the Rivash, who says no, maybe the Rivash was only talking about Bate Knesiot Shel Az. If you know, Maran Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, makes a very, very big distinction between just Bet HaKneset versus a Bet HaKneset Bet HaMidrash combo, which is what we have today. We don't have real Bate Knesset that they had Bizman Chazal now anymore. Nowadays, right, you know, back in the times of the Talmud, there were shuls where they davened, and then there were Bate Midrash where they learned. And they didn't mix. That's, nowadays, it's all a mixture. What does Maran say about Talmidei Chachamim and eating, drinking, sleeping in Bet HaMidrash? Maran says Meforash that, what? It's mutar, bevet haKnesset ze asur, but there is heter to do it. And therefore what? The bet haKnesset u bet haMidrash becomes a form of bite for the chachamim v'talmidehim, and therefore the hadlaka over there is mo'il, not only mechamat pirsum anes that the Rivash was talking about, even the Rivash would agree that there's an element of hadlaka b'bayit as a result of that hadlaka, because people are, because tamid chachamim, you know, for brengzich over there, they eat and drink and sleep. Okay. That is that. Go ahead.
Does he discuss the issue of the time zone? Meaning, if someone's learning in Eretz Yisrael,
he's coming. That's in Chazon Avodah. I'm coming. Okay. I got you. Yeah, Maor, what's the matter?
We specifically.
Maor, smile. Yeah,
okay,
good.
I'm just confused. That's why I want to point this out.
You can smile while confused. Go.
Thank you. Okay. We specifically find in Siman Resh Ayin that the Aviv and Harambam said to keep the minhag, while the Rosh was the one to abolish it, and that's why Maran said it, like, also to abolish it.
Resh Samachtet.
Resh
Samachtet. Resh Ayin is Bamem Adlikin. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. What we above here, why in particular are we now saying, about keep the minhag? Why wouldn't we why wouldn't we abolish this as well if everyone's going home to light? Same reason by Resh Samach.
Because that's part of it. There's still an element of Pirsum HaNis. Everybody agrees that lighting in shul has this underpinning of Pirsum HaNis. The question is, why was it originally mitukan? That's the, now Kiddush, there's zero Pirsum HaNis in making Kiddush in shul.
Right, but you're still being Yotzei Yedei Chova.
No, you're not.
As in, for those that are poor and can't go back home.
So you're being motzi otam, but nowadays that doesn't apply anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you saw a homeless guy camp out in the shul Friday night? Oh, you did? Yeah, at the anyway, that's Shemishmo. Okay, I'm not saying it. By and large, it doesn't exist. And by the way, they have food at the Kotel. You know what I'm saying? There's always food. So they, you know what I'm saying? They have like raglach and stuff. Anyway,
bekitzer.
They redid it a little bit. It used to be like in the back. I think they put it on the side now, whatever. Anyway, mikol makom, that is with regards to that. Now, although, like I told you, there is a debate. Even if you want to tell me that they cannot be yotzei dechova as a result of the hadlakat nerot Chanukah in the Beit HaMidrash that they make in the yeshiva, what about being yotze with the Rosh Yeshiva Zadlaka, with the Mashgiach Zadlaka, with the Hadlakot of the Hanhala?
In their houses.
Maran Zichron Bracha says, in Yichavedat, there is a tzad to say that since they're part of the yeshiva, and they're, you know, the yeshiva is taking care of all of their needs, there's a tzad to say that even if it doesn't work mitzad the Hadlaka in the yeshiva, they should be yotze with the Hadlaka of the Rosh Yeshiva, Mashgichim, Rabbeim, Hanhala collectively, whatever it is. In the Dirshu, he quotes the Sefer Shvut Yitzchak, who quotes Rav Eliashiv and says, Mapitom, says, no way. No way are the Talmidim Yotze with their Shiva Zadlaka at home, because at the end of the day, you're not when you pay tuition, you're not paying tuition to the Rosh Yeshiva. I don't know if it was ever like that. You're paying tuition to the organization. Yeah, well, here it's Turo, but I'm saying in general, you're paying tuition to the organization of the yeshiva. It's not to any specific individual, such that you cannot attach the din of Achsenai Shemadlikin Alev Betoch Betor, consider the Talmid to be a ben bait by the yeshiva, unless he's actually living the yeshiva's house, then it doesn't work that way. So that, in theory, again, you don't really need this, because Maran Zichron Berachah says, any which way you slice it, either with the hadlaka of his parents at home, or the hadlaka in the yeshiva, or the hadlaka of yeshiva, definitely he's covered. Hold on. Yeah, who
wants to ask? Do we have to have him in mind?
Who?
The Balabait has to have in mind he's being...
No.
For the Rav?
If you live in the house, you're... Now, the next question, which is really... another very, very big inyan over here, which the poskim discuss, is like this. Let's say the yeshiva boy wants to, he says, you know what, I know madlikin alai betoch biti, I know that my parents are lighting for me, but I want to detach myself from that hadlaka. Okay, I want to eject from my house and be ach virak in yeshiva. I don't want to be yotzei. I don't, just like anything else, I don't want to be yotzei dechova, you can't force me. And therefore, I'll be mechuyav to light where I am, kedin achsenai, because I don't want to be yotzei with the hadlaka at home. Is that okay? So, there is an interesting Bet Yosef in Siman Tafresh Ayin Bet. Bet Yosef, you see, contain kim'at kol ha'Torah kula. And that's why Mishelo lomed Bet Yosef
misken.
Now, so the Bet Yosef quotes a Turmat Adishin, who says like this: Tafresh Ein Zayin Katuv b'Turmat Adishin d'Achsenai shu nasui. Now, that's an Achsenai who's married, whose wife is lighting for him at home. No question, unless he has a petach, you know, a petach acher or whatever it is. But even that's not so pashut. But textbook Gemara, Achsenai, whose wife is lighting for him at home, Shmuel, what's the halacha? Yotze, right? That was Rabbi Zera. Yeah. So he says, watch what he says here. Im ratza lehadlik ulvarich mishum hidur shapir dami. If he wants to light because of hidur mitzvah, and even to make a bracha on that hadlaka, says Trumat Adeshin, you're good. says the Bet Yosef, "Velinirah the in lismoch al ze levarich bracha sheina tzricha." Says the Bet Yosef, "Great svara, but bracha levatala." Now that's the Bet Yosef to the Trumat Adishin. The Derkei Moshe says, "Well, the Trumat Adishin is not alone. You have the Maharil, Maharim Ibrona, Minhagim, Minhagi Ashkenaz, and many others that jump on the bandwagon who say that that he's right." And Be'emet, if you look in the Rama, in Siman, Tafresh Ayin Zayin, towards the end, I'll read it to you. Here we go. Tafresh Ayin Zayin, Sa'id Gimal, the Rama says, "Ve'afilu imo etzel Yehudim ro'ya nerot, im rotze le'achmir al atzmo ul'hadlik bifne atzmo." Person wants to be machmir. Let's say he's patur because madlikin alav betoch beto, whatever it is. If a person wants to light, madlik umvarech alehim. V'chenu agim, that's what the Rama said, b'shem ha-maharil, and maharim ibrona, trumat adeshin, that a person who wants to detach himself from the house is mutar. Now listen to the Mishnah Berurah. V'chen satmu arbe acharonim, v'yesh min ha-poskim she-sovrim, now, this is not just Chachmei Sfarad versus Chachmei Ashkenaz. There's many Chachmei Ashkenazim on the Bet Yosef side that consider this a bracha levatala. You have the Maharshal. You have Pri Chadash, who wasn't Sfaradi, but you know, a bunch. Listen to this. V'chin satmu harbe acharonim, v'yesh min haposkim shesovrim, acharei d'chachamenu zel pteru al ide adlakat ishto, lav kol kemine lomar, eni rotze latzet bishel ishti. V'yadlik belo bracha, והנה אף דוודאי אין למחות ביד הנוהגים לברך אחרי זה הרבה אחרונים הסכימו לברך מכל מקום טוב יותר להדר לשמוע ברכות מפי אחר ויענה אמן וידליק נרותיו או יראה לשער להדליק נרותיו ולברך עליהם זמן מה קודם שמדלק את אשתו בביתו דיינו שהיא מדלקת אחר מעריב כמנהג העולם והוא ידליק קודם מעריב. Watch, says the Mishnah Berurah, although an Ashkenazi who wants to follow the Rama וכל קדושים עמו to have kavana not to be yotze with the hadlaka that's going on at home and light where he is with the bracha in maznichin oto, it's perfectly fine. But he says the best thing to do is be yotze the bracha from somebody else, or Shmuel, do what? If you know, let's say you know your wife is lighting at X time, make sure to light before. Lighting before you haven't been yotze yet, and then you're fine. Stop. Time out. Maran in Bet Yosef, and the Pri Chadash, and the Marshal, and the Acharonim, the Zifrei Tzedek and the Kaf Chaim, and all of the other Acharonim that go with Maran, that it's considered a Bracha Levatala. What does it seem from them should be the Halakha in terms of lighting earlier? Still no good. Even if you're lighting earlier, Maran HaShulchan Aruch seems to say it's still a Bracha Levatala. What about this Kavanah of detaching yourself from the house? Doesn't work. Enter the Birkei Yosef. Maran HaBirkei Yosef, the Maran HaChida, over here in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, he questions the Bet Yosef. He says, hey, wait a second. The Bet Yosef himself, in several places, Siman Vav, Siman Nun Bet, he says that when it comes to Brachot, in Siman Vav, he talks about Birkot HaShachar. He says some people, they have a Brachot party by Birkot HaShachar. What's that? One person says Birkot HaShachar, everybody says Amen, and then they kind of go around the circle, and everybody makes a brachot and says Amen to everybody else. Mutar asun, Maran says, perfectly fine. Why? He says, because over there you have in kavanah not to be yotze. So he says, what's the difference over here? What's the issue? Why is Maran beating up on the Trumat Adeshin and saying that it's a bracha levatala? Just detach yourself, have kavanah not to be yotze with the bracha that's being made at home, and you'll be yotze over here. It's not like you're not chayav badlaka. It's a different petach. Whether somebody, let's say nobody else is lighting over here, why shouldn't I light? So Maran Zichron Vracha says, he answers the question of the Birkei Yosef, he says, no. When it comes to brachot, you need specific kavanah to be yotze. You know, for somebody else to be motzi otcha and you to be yotze, you need to have kavanah. If you remove yourself from that kavanah, somebody else's bracha can't affect you. Over here, it's much deeper than a din of bracha. Over here, we're not just talking about din of bracha. We're talking about the halacha of ner ish ubeto, which means in order for me to be yotzei dechova, says Maran HaShulchan Aruch, what do I actively have to do in order to be yotzei adlakat nerot Chanukah? Nothing. As long as nerot are being lit in my house, which was the original takana when the Chachamim implemented adlakat nerot Chanukah, I need do nothing else. Therefore, even if I'm detaching myself mentally from the bracha or whatever it is, you're still part of that household. It's not going to help you. And therefore, based on this understanding of the Bet Yosef, Maran Zichrono Levracha says in Yichavedat and in Chazon Avadia, he says that, let's say Yeshiva Bachur says, I am mentally detaching myself from my household and I'd like to lighten Yeshiva. He says, light gizinte, there's no issue about lighting, that's not the issue. But the bracha, l'da'at marano shulchan aruch, and many, many acharonim is going to be a bracha levatala. Now, one second, with one caveat. In Chazon Avadia Amud Kuf Nun, one of the bigger chidushim that Maran Zichron Berachah says on the sugya, when he revisited it from Yechavedat Vav Mem Gimal to Chazon Avadia Kuf Mem Chet Chanukah until Kuf Nun, he discusses over there time zones. Now he says, if a Sephardi yeshiva bachur or a seminary girl is in Eretz Yisrael and you are several hours ahead of the, you know, ahead of your family, are you able to light and, you know, first of all, are you still yotze? Second of all, if I want to light, can I light with a bracha? So to be yotze, 100%. Now, I want to point out one thing, which is very important. Even if you're in a time zone, sometimes it's not only that you're a few hours behind, depending on where you live, it can be a totally different day. It cannot be the same day of Chanukah. And, says Maran Zichron Bracha, based on the takana of Ner Ishu Beto, you'd still be very much yotzei de chova with the hadlaka that happens at home, because your home doesn't change. As long as the hadlaka is happening in your home base, you're still yotzei. But what happens if I want to light? What would be the halakha over there? Maran Zichron Bracha says, Bitzeruf, the poskim, which is the Trumat Adeshin, Maharim, Maharim Mibrona, Rama, and others who say that if I want to detach myself from my house, I may. Plus, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, on Chanukah, when the Zman Hadlaka comes in Eretz Yisrael, it's not like America is just a few hours behind. America at that moment is mufka from the mitzvah of Hadlakat Nerot Chanukah. Since we're so behind, you're mufka. That hafka'ah, that being so much behind, plus bitzeruf, the shitot that say that you're able to remove yourself from your household in terms of hadlakat nerot Chanukah, then he says that be'emet, talmidei yeshivot sfaradim in Eretz Yisrael, if they want to, madlikin bivracha in Eretz Yisrael. Stop. Question. Ready? What about talmidei yeshivot sfaradim in America? Let's say the Zman for us is a quarter to five, whatever it is, and a person knows his father's in the same time zone as him, but his father's coming home after work, six, seven, eight, whatever. I know for sure my father's only lighting later. What would be the din over there? According to the Mishnah Berurah that we said before, Mishnah Berurah says, Meforash, that if you're able to chap the hadlaka before b'nei betcha, you're fine. But Bet Yosef doesn't agree to that. Bet Yosef holds, even if you chapped the hadlaka before, if you're in the same time zone, and it's the zman for both of you, mechates, you can jump in and be makdim to your bnei habayit when it wasn't, yeah, because they didn't light yet, but that doesn't mean you can do it if you're in a different time zone and there's still mufka from the mitzvah, I hear. But if you're in the same time zone and both of you are within the same chiyuv, now just what? I want to preempt them. I want to be makdim. No, you can't do that. Even if you know that your father's lighting much later over there, that goes into what the Bet Yosef says. If I want to be mafkia myself from the chiyuv, over there you can't do that. It could be madlik if he wants. There's no harm in hadlaka. But the bracha itself, l'da'at Bet Yosef, he says, not to be somech on the Trumat Adeshin, that would be considered a bracha levatala when the Talmid Yeshiva Sfaradi is in the same time zone. Obviously, all of this doesn't apply to Achenu Ashkenazim because they're noheg anyways, you know, each person to be madlik nerot Chanukah, you know, wherever they are. So over there, Yasu Kimin Hagam. But for us, it makes a tremendous difference. Yeah.
Is there a minimum difference in time zones?
That the Zman's not here yet. That the Zman is not here. I'd come.